Assalamu alaikum and hello and welcome, dear viewers, to Weekly Scope. I'm joined here in the studio by Mr. Ali Sleem, a political analyst. Hello and welcome, Mr. Ali. Of course, you're a researcher too. Dear viewers, as usual in Weekly Scope, we take a look at most important headlines dominated by also important newspapers along the region. We'll take a look and be right back. Starting from Iranian newspaper Tehran Times, irresponsible groups in Libya should be disarmed. Iran has called for national unity in Libya, expressing deep regret over the course of developments in the North African country. Irresponsible groups should be disarmed and national unity should be promoted in the country, Iranian Foreign Ministry spokesperson Marzai Afgham said on Sunday. Nuclear talks must lead to lifting of sanctions, Iranian negotiator. An Iranian nuclear negotiator says that the ongoing nuclear talks between Tehran and world powers must lead to the lifting of sanctions, which have been imposed on the country due to its nuclear activities. Based on agreements, all sanctions, including unilateral, multilateral, and the sanctions imposed by the United Nations Security Council, must be lifted. And if it does not happen and the sanctions are not lifted, it is meaningless for us to take confidence-building measures. More from Tehran Times. Female lawyer activist arrested in Bahrain. Attacks target Ashura commemorations in Iraq, killing dozens. Attacks against Shia worshippers, including a suicide bombing that ripped through a religious procession, killed 41 people in Iraq on Thursday, despite massive security deployed for one of the holiest days of their faith. Moving on to Middle East Online, Iran unveils missile-equipped drone range of 2,000 kilometers. Iran on Monday unveiled a missile-equipped drone with a range of 2,000 kilometers, 1,200 miles, the official IRNA news agency reported. 24 killed in tragic Egypt train crash. According to Middle East Online, Kalamoun battle set off alarm bells in Lebanon. Syria's air force launched air raids on Qara near the border with Lebanon on Sunday as loyalist forces tried to storm rebel positions in the town, a monitoring group said. Saudi dream turns into nightmare for thousands of Ethiopians. When Abdullah Wili moved to Saudi Arabia from Ethiopia last year, he thought he would land a good job and earn enough money to send home to his family. But instead, Abdullah, 21, said he was beaten, robbed and jailed for living in the country illegally. Egypt sets two conditions for talks with Muslim Brotherhood. More from Middle East Online, Syria flare-up forces thousands to seek refuge in Lebanon. Refugees pour into Lebanon over past 2 days as fighting between government forces and rebels flare near border. Moving on to Lebanese Al-Akhbar English newspaper, Holland reiterates opposition to Israeli settlements. French President François Hollande called on Israel on Monday to halt its illegal settlement building in the West Bank, saying it hampers chances for a peace agreement with the Palestinians. More from Al-Akhbar, Turkish forces shoot 3 Syrians dead at border. Israeli forces handcuff detained Palestinian children as young as 5. The writer said Israeli occupation forces in the West Bank detained 4 Palestinian children aged 5 to 9 years for more than an hour Friday with their hands cuffed, Palestinian witnesses said. Netanyahu demands Palestinian concessions. Moving on to Turkish newspaper Today's Zaman, Egypt train slams into vehicles, kills 24. Villagers mob U.S. aid choppers as Philippine relief efforts spreads. More from today's Zaman, Hezbollah vows to stay in Syria as long as necessary. Finally, from today's Zaman, Obama's approval rating is lowest since he took office, new poll shows. According to a just-released poll by Quinnipiac University among American voters, U.S. President Barack Obama's approval rating has dropped to its lowest level since he took office. Okay, Ali, starting, of course, with the devastating story of the double bomb attack actually outside that targeted the Iranian embassy in Beirut and killed at least up till this moment that what we know is more than 23 martyrs, wound, of course, 23 were martyred and 150, more than 150 injured. The writer here, Serene Asir, actually wrote that a double bomb attack outside the Iranian embassy in Beirut killed at least 22 people, wounded almost 150, and caused widespread damage Tuesday in a stronghold of Hezbollah, government sources said. The powerful explosions just opposite the nine-story embassy in the southern suburbs of the Lebanese capital caused chaos, ripping the facades of nearby buildings and setting cars ablaze. Of course, you were there, Ali. Actually, you were close to that area, and I know that you actually heard the bomb took place and the two bombs that took place over there. Unfortunately, if you wanted to look at it from a political perspective, what are the implications of such bombings and who are they targeting specifically?
Of course, first of all, we would like to send our condolences to the people who lost their lives or to their families as well. Before entering into the political implication of such explosion, actually, I would like to say that it goes beyond Hezbollah actions in Syria, whether in Syria or in internal politics. The message has been sent effectively to the Iranians and to the Iranian policy backing up and supporting the Syrian Arab Republic in the sense as a state, as institutions. The purpose behind the explosion, as you have mentioned before earlier, I was there. I was close to the explosion, to the Iranian embassy. Actually, what happened, there was two explosions. The first occurred, and it was, comparing to the second, it was a bit less strong. Yes. So after 3 minutes, the second explosion happened.
Took place, yes.
Exactly, took place, occurred. The purpose behind such explosion was mainly the Iranian embassy and not the neighborhood of the Iranian embassy and not civilians.
Yes, we've seen lately how Hezbollah were actually applying a tight security within southern suburb of Beirut, speaking about the Dahi specifically, because that these were the expectations. They were expecting that the bombs would actually take place in that area, of course, in accordance with previous bombs that
exactly.
took place in Bir al-Abed.
Exactly, as I said, the
no
message...
No one expected in Iran.
No one expected, actually, the bomb... That should took place in Dahiye actually took place in the, near the Iranian embassy. I believe that the bomb was a clear message sent to the Iranian officials and to the Americans as well. As Saudi Arabia, I read an article stating that Bandar bin Saud was actually very curious and very furious about the negotiation that is currently happening between the Americans and Iranian officials.
Could that be
over
also an
Syrian
additional
issue.
Reason?
Exactly. It is an additional reason. Actually, it is a main reason behind such explosion. It was a clear message sent to the Iranians stating that we don't want such negotiation to be happened between Americans and Iranians over the Syrian issue. We do want to remain such political turmoil, such incidents to happen inside Syria and inside Lebanon as well.
Could it be also a message to the Americans also, a message sent to the United States for actually accepting to enter into a new diplomatic arena with Iran?
Of course. Actually, 2 weeks ago, Bandar bin Sultan and Saudi's officials sent a clear message to Barack Obama and to the government of Barack Obama saying that we don't want such such negotiation over the Syrian issue. We want to take control of such internal issues, internal politics. We want to dominate such politics, such internal domestic politics inside Syria.
Yes. Of course, here, therefore, we can understand that John Kerry's visit to Saudi Arabia to tap on their shoulders and make them understand the relationship between the U.S. and Saudi Arabia is still as good as possible failed. Because, of course, here, with Al-Qaeda, of course, handling responsibility for what happened, the extremists handling responsibility for what happened, as if they're not paying attention to John Kerry's seeking to actually negotiate and make the things comfortable for Saudi Arabia.
Of course, I see. You know, actually the European and the American said clear that we don't want any rebels, any act of terrorism took place in Syria because they are frightening, as you know, because they are frightening. It is in the backyard of the European Union. It is in the backyard of the Russian state, it is in the backyard of Israel as well. Mm-hmm. Everyone doesn't want rebels and terrorists, mainly Wahhabi school, to take action or to take dominance and or to have a say in what Syria would spilling over.
I
was about to say that what's happening in Syria actually is going beyond the Syrian issues.
Exactly, and we've seen the implications on other grounds. So that we can understand here that this, of course, a lot of analysis will be coming along the days. The bomb just took place. A lot of course, political analysts are waiting to have more information to build their base.
Exactly. Actually, it is too early. It is too early to analyze. However, we can say that the message has been sent clearly to the Syrians, to the Americans, to the European Union, and to the Iranians.
So there are double messages here.
Actually,
yes. And the first major one for supporting Hezbollah in Lebanon and also in Syria, probably.
Yes, of course.
Okay. The writer went on to say that, of course, she spoke in details about what happened during the explosion. In the last paragraph, she said, in the wake of the blast, Lebanese soldiers and security forces from the Hezbollah movement crowded in the area while residents walked around dazed and too upset to speak even. And the major question here asked, Ali, is that with this tight security that's seen around the embassy, how did that explosion take place?
Actually, you can easily find an explosion that took taking place in the suburb or in the neighborhood.
Yes.
The driver, it was a suicide bombing.
Yes.
You can easily get in and blow yourself.
They said that they would actually look at the cameras and take more information about what happened.
Yeah, the purpose of the bombing, actually, it was a plan to be inside the embassy and not the outside. Mm-hmm. Because of the security forces, because of the security, everything near the embassy, so that the blast took place outside the embassy and not inside the embassy.
Could it be that they are mainly targeting the Iranian ambassador?
Of course,
here
they are mainly targeting
Ghaddafi,
the Iranian embassy and not civilians.
Yes. Okay, of course, we have more articles here. And moving on to the article written in the Middle East Online under the headline, American-Iranian accusations are a good sign. The writer said that a reconfigured, less militaristic and more relaxed Middle East, in other words, more normal societies rather than abnormal ones of today, would be one of the consequences of a negotiated resolution of the Iranian sanctions, nuclear issues, argues Rami Khoury, who is the writer. Of course, and this is probably one of the main reasons that, because a lot of analysts said that there is a price that we would pay, a price whether in a good way or in a bad way.
Of course, the
implication of this Iranian-American talks would actually have a negative aspect and a positive aspect.
Of course.
What happened in Lebanon today, is it a negative aspect of it?
Actually, I don't. In the short term, it is a negative aspect. Mm-hmm. But however, if we can look at the long term, what is happening actually? We're facing negotiation between Iranians and Americans. Mm-hmm. However, what is Saudis and mainly the Wahhabi school in Gulf area, along with Qatar government, are working to actually let those negotiations to fail.
Okay.
What we are seeing actually is just a repercussion of those negotiations. Mm-hmm. Actually, in the short term, yes, it is a negative implication of the negotiation. But however, we are facing a new phase. We are spilling over into a second phase of this war, this internal war in Syria, actually, this international war against Syria. Mainly Syria and mainly the Arab Republic Syria, the army, the Syrian army, actually is heading towards more and more cities inside Syria.
Yes.
So that the negotiations are in favor of the Iranian Hezbollah and the Syrian regime. In this regard, Saudis and Qatar are doing their best in order not to succeed Geneva II.
Yes,
Geneva II negotiations. Yes. They are doing their best. So that we're seeing bombings from time to time inside Lebanon and inside Damascus, if you see.
Definitely.
Last week, we faced a lot of Hawan, we call them Hawan or B7s, inside Damascus. And now we're seeing bombings inside Beirut, mainly targeting the Iranian embassy inside Beirut and not the civilians, as we have witnessed 2 months or 3 months ago.
Okay, so of course, all these you are saying that probably they would lead to actually allow Geneva to collapse or even not.
Exactly,
even
but actually Geneva would not collapse. Who's counting on Americans and the European Union to fail or not to succeed Geneva? Actually, is like playing with puppets.
Yes, because probably both sides actually are insisting, and especially, of course, Russia are insisting that Iran and Saudi Arabia should be joined in Geneva too, for how much they believe that it's very important for these two
regional countries, not only Russia, because the European Union and the Americans themselves cannot pay such a price anymore, cannot even afford paying rebels and affording supporting and backing up rebels because they have known due to the FBI and due to the intelligence of the European Union, they have known that those rebels from Chechnya and from the old Soviet Union states, they are going after finishing their work inside Syria to get into the European Union and then into the UK and
Going back to the explosion that took place in Bir Hassan in Lebanon specifically, to what extent do you believe, Ali, that this explosion would actually bring together the 14th of March and the 8th of March closer, or would allow them to sit on one table for negotiations to solve the Lebanese political dilemma at least? To what extent will that would serve in bringing them together? Or that would
actually keep them apart? It would definitely not
serve. Because the plan is obvious.
The plan is obvious according to 8 March. And the plan is obvious as well according to 14 March. The issue depends on which ground you're standing in. According to the 14 March, the explosion occurred because Hezbollah is involved inside the Syrian ground, inside the Syrian towns. According to 8 March, Hezbollah got involved inside Syria because to prevent Salafists and to prevent Wahhabis
from coming into Lebanon.
Exactly, from coming into Lebanon and making some
previously Hezbollah Secretary General highlighted that these bombs will not only target areas where Hezbollah's opponents are found, they would also target areas where of course members from the 14th of March could be attending. And we know that Bir Hassan is not only made for the Iranian embassy, we have at that area people from different sects, from different religion and from different nationalities.
Exactly, and from different political
backgrounds. Yes. So therefore what he said is actually happening here.
Is actually happening, and we can witness. We can actually, I believe that we are witnessing more explosion in the near future. We will witness more explosion in the near future.
And in different areas?
In different areas, in Beirut and along in different areas inside Damascus. Just because all together come just before Geneva II.
Yes.
Just to make all their work
complicated
and to collapse Geneva.
Okay, the writer went on to say that Iran today is the most important country in the Middle East in political and diplomatic terms because its conduct and relations with others impact more issues in the region and the world than any other country in the short term. The last decade has seen Iran and its allies Syria and Hezbollah primarily working together in an alliance that has been ideological, political and military confrontation by proxies with a counter-alliance led by Saudi Arabia in the region and by the United States and Israel beyond the Arab world. To what extent would you believe, and we're actually seeing the results on the ground,
exactly.
this extensive Iranian support to Hezbollah or even to Syria's Arab army will actually have a positive result on the ground, especially inside Syria?
Exactly. Let me clarify one thing in this sense, in this regard. What is the hottest point politically and economically and worldwide? Now Syria and the Middle East. Who's controlling Middle East? You have two camps controlling the Middle East. First of all, the Western countries led by the United States, even by Saudi Arabia and Qatar. And on the second hand, you have the Iranian Hezbollah and the Syrian regime. And this sense, the Syrian is the Arab Republic.
Yes.
Who have a say now on ground? Who is succeeding on ground? Iran. Mm-hmm. So that Iran is the most important country worldwide to have a say economically and politically in the region. What Saudi Arabia is trying to do actually, because economics, here I see economics highly linked and related to politics. Saudi Arabia doesn't want at all fuels, gas to decrease. The price of fuel to decrease, so that they are working their best in order to keep on high prices, to keep on gas, to achieve high prices and even higher and higher, so that they are doing their price. Back to your question, I see Iran most important as the most important country in this region.
Of course, and definitely for moving on with the Syrian, of course, here we were speaking about what will happen if they continue to back the Syrian Arab army. And we've seen the results of that on the ground.
Exactly,
definitely.
Exactly. Politically wise, yes. Nothing will happen.
They will keep on moving with what they started.
They will keep on moving because negotiation has started. Americans now believed that negotiation should take place now.
Yes.
Nothing would happen, not even a bombing inside the Syria, inside the Iranian embassy in Beirut.
But here also, Ali, they said that actually the explosion that took place close to the Iranian embassy or around the Iranian embassy is also done with Israeli hands. I mean, there is a certain collaboration, not only from Saudi Arabia, but also Israeli-Saudi collaboration.
Because they both have an interest. It serves Israeli purposes. Mm-hmm. It serves Israeli benefits.
Yes, definitely.
To attack Hezbollah and to attack the Syrian regime and even to attack Iranians.
Okay. Here the writer said, in turn, this could convince disillusioned members of the opposition to reconsider their positions and join forces with the NCP, thus boosting the chances of the Syrian parties navigating their way to a reasonable settlement that could put an end to the river of blood that has been spilled by both sides of the conflict. Are you optimistic about Geneva too and about what would happen there?
Actually, yes. Mm. I'm very optimistic about Geneva too, because as I said, both parties, both camps, at least the Americans, the Europeans, and the Syrians and Iranians on the second hand, agree that we should find a political solution to this ongoing bloodshed in Syria. So that because both agreed on negotiation, we will definitely see a positive repercussion in the near future.
Hopefully
as for Saudis, as for Saudi Arabia, and as for Qatar, sooner or later they will agree on that Syrian regime led by President Bashar al-Assad would take over and would dominate the Syrian ground and the Syrian political internal issues.
Okay, hopefully that would actually, of course, give a greater implications also on the Syrian
Inshallah.
Situation. Geneva too would give some positive results. And again, we send our condolences to all the families that lost, of course, the martyrs that lost their lives near the Iranian embassy. Mr. Ali Sleem, political analyst, thank you for joining us. Dear viewers, that's all the
thank
time
you.
That we have. Thank you for watching.